6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This is one of those passages of Scripture that really puts things into perspective. The Bible is telling us here that although we live in this world, we do not and we should not fight our battles like the world. In fact, the weapons that we have available to us aren't physical weapons. But note how the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." The weapons we can access as children of God have divine power. They are weapons unlike anything in this world, because they are heavenly weapons. And at the mention of the word weapons, people usually think of the physical weapons in this world like a bat or a gun. However, the Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The Word of God is one of the weapons that we have as children of God. It's a weapon that is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is a weapon that you can use against the devil. It's an effective weapon against the devil, in fact. So what does the Bible mean when it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh"? Well, as a believer, you're not fighting people. You're not just fighting circumstances. No, you're fighting the spirit behind the person, the devil behind the situation. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is what the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 12. So here's what we're doing today. We're going to pray for victory in all areas of our lives. Believe that God will break every plan of the enemy. Trust that the Lord will have the final say in all matters concerning you. The conflicts you face, the battles you face, the Lord has the final say over all of that. So I encourage you, people of God, to trust God. Trust in the word of the Lord. Trust in His promises, and you will have the victory.
For those who don't know, yes, some problems, some tests and challenges will not go away after one single prayer. There are spiritual problems that need to be discerned, and they require a higher godly power to break them. Mark 9, verse 29 says, "He said to them, 'This kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting.'" This is Jesus giving us the battle plan for those stubborn spirits that come to oppose us. And the battle plan is prayer and fasting.
In today's society, you will never fail to find something that can make you afraid. In fact, things are at a stage where you can buy fear. Anything from a horror movie to a haunted house experience at an amusement park. You can actually purchase things that will frighten you. And that's where the deception in this world lies. Fear in a lot of cases is dressed up as entertainment. But take note of these two Bible verses. 1 John 4, verse 4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." And the second is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So from these two passages of Scripture, we can understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear, meaning that fear is a spirit. And since it's a spirit that doesn't come from God, then it means that fear is from the devil. Secondly, from 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, we can understand that there are two opposing forces, because the verse first states that you are of God, and then goes on to say, "and have overcome them." Who is them? I believe that when the Bible says this statement, when it says you have overcome them, it's talking about the agents of the Antichrist, the false prophets, the false apostles of this world. That's who we've overcome. So we need to understand that the spirit of fear is completely against God's will and purpose over our lives. God, by his very nature, is love. He is victory. He is protection. There is no room for a fearful spirit when you are in God. However, the spirit of fear tries to come into a believer's life so that it may convince them against everything that can be found in the Lord. So remember that. When the spirit of fear attempts to enter your life, remember these words: "You are of God, and in him there is no fear." Now, the other thing about fear is that fear is from the opposer. The devil will oppose everything that is of God, and we need to be mindful of this. Where God stands for victory, triumph, boldness, peace, and pure love, the devil stands for fear, anxiety, worry, everything that will try and take your focus away from God. And we need to be mindful of that. Where Jesus Christ is the pure light, the way, the truth, and the life, the devil is darkness, deception, and the father of lies. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, "And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." Now, as believers, the Word of God tells us that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power defeats fear. In God's perfect love, there is no fear. And a sound mind, a peaceful mind, is one that is the complete opposite to a fearful mind. And these are all the things that God has given us as believers. So the next time the spirit of fear tries to enter your life, stand up to it with the Word of God. Remember that Joshua 1, verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."